Well, whether you're a big fan or not, you've probably seen reality cooking competitions on TV before. It might be, hey,
so many cooking shows. It's amazing.
And they're not just on the Food Network. I mean, it is all over broadcast television, too. And usually it's hey, we've got 24 hours to turn this struggling restaurant around, or we're going to yell and scream at people about
how poor they're doing. I like the food truck one where the different food trucks competed against.
That's more fun. Even public television has the Great British Baking Show.
Love
that one.
Love that show.
I grew up in the day when it was just the Galloping Gourmet, you know, or
Julia Child.
Those, you know, just a handful. So.
Now I'm going to get into all the great PBS cooking shows from days of yesteryear.
Don't forget the Swedish Chef. Bork, bork, bork.
Here is a new cooking competition that I think actually stretches, nay, breaks the mold and probably isn't something I'd like to do. This is getting more and more explosive when it comes to cooking competitions. Dishmantled, a new streaming cooking series coming this very next year, is reportedly going to start each episode by what? Shooting food out of a cannon into the faces of blindfolded chefs.
What in the world?
They will then be tasked with trying to recreate the pre-blasted version of the dish. So they blindfold you and fire in front of a firing squad, shoot it in your face, and then say, hey, what were you just shot with?
Lick up the remnants and tell us what you...
Wow.
This sounds amazing. I do want to do this.
The show will be hosted by Titus Burgess.
It reminds me of writing. It says you want to capture, you've got to capture them with your lead sentence. So from the beginning, people will watch that. People are going to watch that. So
Dishmantled will air on Quibi. Never heard of it. It's a short form streaming service coming in April. Probably a short term streaming service as well.
Oh, my.
Well, that is odd.
How do they sign people up for that?
Wow.
Absolutely. What will they think of next? That is the question.
It's only fun until someone loses an eye.
You know I'm going to watch, though.
Well, kids, yeah.
Don't want to participate. Love to watch.
Don't try this at home.
Well, on August 10th, which was my mom's birthday, there was in upstate New York an endurance run, the Green Lakes Endurance Run. It is not a 5K or a 10K. It is a 50K.
Wow.
Not real good at calculations in my head, but that's a lot of miles.
Let's just see. A 5K is 3.1, so whatever that times 10, so like 30 miles.
That's a lot of miles.
Wow.
That's officials, over a marathon.
Officials were ready with a first place plaque for the endurance run and another for the first woman to cross the finish line. However, Ellie Pell won both awards, finishing just under 4 hours, 3:58:37 for those scoring at home.
Yikes.
There was no trophy for the first man to cross the finish line because it had actually never occurred to the race organizers that the overall winner could actually be a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, could. Huh. And it was.
Race director Tim Hardy said, quote, I give him credit for this. He says, quote, it was great, but also an awkward situation. He's like, obviously, there's a lot of great women runners, but you don't see them winning ultras outright a lot. When it happens, they get two awards. Well deserved, Ellie.
Yeah.
Have you given a lot of thought to, you know, who's going to, I mean, it's going to be an intense competition in Saturday's 16.4-foot race. I mean, just.
Oh, for real. I mean, it could be intense.
Today is Usain Bolt's birthday. He's 33, fastest human for a long time.
Here's the thing. The .005K is the fun run for non-runners.
Yeah. It's a solid, you gotta have your takeoff down.
I was actually hoping, I forgot to talk to her yesterday, but I was hoping Mabel Louise might be willing to do it as well, too. Back to Ellie just briefly. She says, I ended up taking both awards, the overall winner and the first place female. I felt bad that the first place man didn't have
one.
Don't
feel bad.
She says, so I tried to convince them to blot out the F-E on female.
Yes!
But they just said, keep both trophies.
Okay, I think I would have just done that. I would have done, like, just X it out. Just put an X through that. I like that.
You go, girl. 30-some miles? Wow.
50 kilometers is 31.069 miles.
Just a lot of miles.
Saying.
Not a lot of miles, even close to it, with the .005K bumper stickers are available. Movie tickets for the first 50 people to register starting at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Calvary Baptist Church. And we've got that huge $350-plus Wisconsin Dells package, so you can go cool off after running 16.4 feet. Hey, maybe it's taxing for you, and you're like, hey, that's my exercise for the day. That's great. And also, we have cookies inside.
We would love to see you there Saturday starting at 9. The cornhole tournament starts at 10, though, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the car show starts at 9 a.m. Free inflatables, fun for the kids.
And the actual fun run is at what time?
Noon.
At noon.
So, yeah. Okay. So, come at 11 a.m. to register. Make sure you get a movie ticket. Have a lot of fun. Eat some food. Carb up.
Nice.
I really should have had a napping station, and I didn't think about that. But there will be a water station to make sure you get through the whole 16.4 feet.
Next year, I'll sponsor the napping station.
There you go.
Of course, a natural fit. Beep. Happy. happy anniversary, a couple of them here. I mentioned Hawaii is 60 today, yes. And the ukulele turns 140 this week.
Oh.
Oh, we're on island time
and
now.
I wasn't really tying the two together, but when I looked for ukulele music, they're like, Hawaii.
Hawaii.
So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
This so just we'll makes me happy, and I want to whistle, but it's not a good idea to whistle into these microphones.
The rest of the hour, the background music will be ukulele. So
I don't mind that, actually.
No, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Well, a new survey, love surveys, by YouGov came out with the public's perception of thousands of different brands. I have 9 of the top ones. I'm curious what you guys would say, because we talk a lot about different things off the air. And, for instance, I was just talking about TVs. Mm-hmm. And so the brand of my current TV is one of the top 9 brands.
Oh.
People's perception of brands.
Huh.
So number 9 is Samsung.
Oh, okay.
Despite the whole, thing starting on fire,
yeah.
Apparently they're still good.
Okay.
So what do you think might be some other top brands, top 8 now, top brands that people say, hey, in the public perception, we really like this brand?
Are they foods or are they... Because I think brands and I think food.
I'd say
cleaning
foods,
products.
Household cleaning products. So it's not like Amazon, UPS, that sort of a thing too.
Huh.
So more things that you could
I mean, I thought, what about Johnson & Johnson? I don't know.
Yeah.
That was
One of their products, I do believe one of their most famous products is actually the top brand.
Which is?
Band-Aid.
Oh.
Band-Aid is actually public perception of brands. Band-Aid. I mean, never would have thought
that. I mean, I'm stuck on Band-Aids. Band-Aids are stuck on me.
Band-Aid is actually, and that's the product name, but is that?
The brand.
Yeah, the brand. Just like Kleenex became, right? That's the name of the.
See,
well, you know
like,
you have a powerful brand.
I know.
Mayo is like mayo, but there's cheap knockoff mayo, but Hellman's is the. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the medical facility.
No, I was talking about mayonnaise.
Yeah, I go to cheap knockoff. Instead of urgent care, I go to cheap knockoff.
No, I don't think Mayo Medical is cheap knockoff healthcare. No.
Guess this other one. It's Tough on Grease.
Oh.
See, I'm seeing the list, so I can't guess.
Okay.
It's Tough on Grease. Dawn.
Yes. Dawn is number 2.
Got it. Okay.
Most famous chocolate bar in the world.
Ghirardelli. No. Hershey's.
Yes. Number 3.
Like Ghirardelli.
They melt in your mouth.
M&M's.
Not in your hand. Yes.
This is fun.
Let's see. Number 5 brands we like best.
Streaming television.
Yeah.
Netflix?
Yes.
Oh.
There you go. Number 6. What would you say for number 6, Mark?
I'm good at
makes your clothes white as snow again.
What one presidential candidate said she was going to do to the Oval Office if she was elected president?
Oh, very good.
Bleach it.
Clorox.
Clorox. Yeah.
Number 7, Mark, do you think this is the chocolate or the soap?
I think it's the soap. But I don't
Dove?
Know.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey.
There you go. And finally, number 8, brands we like best. You may think Pennsylvania. I think breakfast cereal.
Quaker.
Yes.
Yay.
Ooh, ding,
that
ding,
was
ding.
Fun. Good job.
Thanks. I'm so happy.
Felt like we were playing password here.
The brands we like best. Hopefully when it comes to radio brands, WWIB, where we are family, is your favorite.
Yes.
Shameless plug.
Well, the ukulele music supplanted, because if we're going to talk about a wedding dress.
You know, I mean, I still have my wedding dress. It's all packaged in a box downstairs. And I was actually just thinking about it the other day, because I was like, why am I keeping this? I mean, it's my wedding dress, and as a woman, I think you feel like you can never get rid of it. But are my kids actually going to want it? It's going to be out of style. What am I going to do with it? Well, one woman in England decided that she was going to make the most out of her wedding dress investment and wear
it. Which is pretty significant. I mean, they're not just giving those things away.
Exactly. She decided she's just going to wear it. 54-year-old from England. And she decided the day after her wedding, she went to a barbecue and was like, I want to wear it again. It was pretty. So she wore it to this barbecue.
Wait, she wore a white dress to a barbecue?
I know.
That seems like
bold,
a recipe for success.
Bold. So she wore it to the barbecue, and people were happy to see her in it and thought it was great. So she thought, I'm going to wear it to the grocery store and to a concert and paddle boarding and vacuuming. And now she's making it her goal to wear it all over for an entire year after her wedding.
Well, getting plenty of use out of it,
I guess. She says that she's just going to keep it up because people are so happy to see her in
Good for
it.
Her.
And I'm like,
so she
okay.
got married in her 50s, then she just kept yeah. wearing? Is that what I'm hearing? Okay.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, yeah. isn't the problem, like, if you go back 20 years, it's like, can you fit into the
yeah,
wedding dress?
Yeah, no, there's no way I yeah. could.
As someone who did a lot sure. of cashiering, I just love the whole grocery store thing because you just need something to liven up the routine. So
exactly.
it's like, oh.
She
you,
says.
You're a runaway bride? Or Nope, I'm just, yeah,
she
just shopping.
Says, I've been shopping, made dinner, painted the deck, carried out some carpentry work, done the hoovering, aka vacuuming, and been to an open air festival.
Huh?
How in the world does she keep that thing clean?
I don't know. You can kind of see some wear around the edges of it, but I say good for her because I still have mine in a box, and I'm seriously like, okay, I really do want the feedback and input. Would I be a terrible mom if I got rid of it? I have two daughters. Should I just get rid of my wedding dress? It's taken up so much room. I don't know.
Hmm. I want my having never space. Worn one, I probably shouldn't weigh in.
I just don't know that my kids are going to. And I've tried to think of like craft project things that I could do with it. And people are like, make a christening gown out of it. Yeah. I have the christening gown that my great grandmother made and that all of her grandchildren, me, her great grand, my children. I'm not going to make a christening gown because I have the family heirloom already. So. Hmm. I don't know what to
Pinterest
do
must
it.
Have some ideas.
I don't know.
All right. Or our listener line at 396-1670. Hey, this is Caleb from the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.